Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150 939 is the number. 939 is the station. And you know how I do, people. The weather starts getting right. The temperature starts feeling perfect. Shout out to DFH Company. And I just let it flow. Steve Rummage in the building. Brian Hall in the booth.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Friday, man. It's an exciting Friday. There's plenty to talk about. I'm going to take the little guy. Well, my big little guy wants to go watch Space Jam tonight. So
we're going to see it too.
You're doing the theater experience?
We are. We're not even going to do
so you're still an American?
Yeah, we're not going to do the HBO Max on this one.
Right.
Even though I do have an HBO Max subscription now because the Cowboys are going to be on Hard Knocks. So we're going to go over to the theater and actually watch it. So that'll be fun. It's been a while since I've been able to do that. And there's that in the morning. I will be taking off around 6 a.m. to Orlando. So that'll be fun. That was me.
That is Saturday.
Yeah. So I will be, hopefully, God willing, landing in Orlando at around 8 o'clock in the morning. So that's exciting. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, got a lot going on.
Brian Hall in the booth. Brian, what's going on, my man?
TGIF, man. It's Friday. You know, it's a big weekend coming up. I was telling Steve this is my birthday weekend. So I got 2 days till my birthday. My birthday's on Sunday. So
wow. Do you feel like you got cheated when you get Sunday birthdays?
Definitely. I mean, it's all right, though, because honestly, I'll probably celebrate it Saturday night. I have a sitting going on tonight, so I'm going to be at somebody else's house, and then I'll kind of free up my Saturday. Try to head out to the J-Town Beer Festival, which we're advertising for, and then probably go out with some buddies that night, watch Game 5 of the NBA Finals somewhere, and then I'll probably do more of the family thing on Sunday. My family's just getting back from Florida. They went on the 2-week vacation. I did the 1-week vacation. Yeah.
Are you going to get a specialty? Do you have a birthday, I have to do this or I won't feel right bringing
it in next year? And it's very simple. It's always the mom-cooked meal. And basically, you know, like, I'm not the big elaborate, like, I need all the attention on my birthday and let's have a party and I'm planning my own party or you know, girlfriend thinks she's got to plan a surprise. I'm not that type of person. Mm-hmm. I just like to go do something with my friends. And so, like, usually, like, I'll honestly, probably Saturday night, I'll go to that beer festival. It ends at, like, 8 or 9 o'clock. And I'll probably go to a buddy's house and we'll just sit around and watch the game and drink some beers. And that's so completely fine with me. But the mom dinner is the go-to. Like, my birthday would not be the same if mom didn't invite all the siblings over and she cooked your favorite meal and that was it.
What are you going to request on the meal?
All right, so it's kind of a hall specialty. It's not really like a note. We call them chicken puffs.
Okay.
So what it is it's a croissant, and it's like a creamy chicken, like, combination put together. It's like almost like a chicken salad in a croissant cooked in the oven.
Okay. Now, here's the question. If she messed it up this time, would you tell her?
She never messes it up.
She never.
No, I'm kidding. It's one she of those. No, I mean, but.
You would just,
good, mom.
Chicken pops. Mm.
You want a second helping? Not this time, mom. Thank you.
Listen, If you ever said, "Hey, Mom, I don't want chicken puffs this year," would she be offended?
No, she'd probably be like, "You feeling all right?"
Yeah, right. Okay, so Steve, you've had a good last 24 hours.
Good last 48 hours. really. It's been a pretty solid.
What was better, your first 24 of the last 48? Or the second 24 of the last 48? Which one made you happier?
The second. The second, yeah, because I was really excited for the Sidney Curry thing. I'm really looking forward to adding him. I got to go back last night now and kind of pick up let me just tell you what's happening right now.
So
Charity's decided right now. It's the time where she should ask me what's the name of the airport, what time. She's renting a stroller that is supposedly that Disney's going to take there and drop off. And I'm like, yes, okay. So let's just do it on air.
So these are
from the airport.
These are technically important.
They will pick up the stroller from there. I think that's the latest they can pick it up. Okay, I'm going to say, okay, cool. We will probably be at the airport around 7:30-ish.
Does she even know what
Friday night? I'm sorry, y'all. Look, no, y'all can take it out on her.
Does she know what you do for a living, and does she know what time you do it?
Yes. I'm like, I just started the show. Like, you know, like, okay, now is not the time to, like, I mean, literally, the first text I got, Marcus, what airport are we flying into at 10:07?
Right.
What time does it say we'll land? I tell her, MCO, around 8 o'clock.
So what happens when you go home and she say, "Were you ignoring me today?"
Yes. Listen, I want y'all to hear this. I want y'all to hear this. Okay, I say, what time? Or I say, MCO around 8 a.m. Okay, is that Orlando International? Yes. Okay, cool. I'm renting a stroller, and they will drop it off there and pick it up from there. What time is our flight out? 6 a.m. No, leaving Friday. Okay, about 9:39 p.m.
Right.
Okay, cool. So 7 should be fine. 7 pick up from where? From the airport. And then we're back to where we... So...
Right.
What am I doing here? What am I doing here?
So that...
Okay, can we now get back to Sidney Curry, Charity, please?
Actually, before we get back into the Sidney Curry conversation... I was glad you answered that because I got to be honest, Steve, I didn't know.
Okay.
So let's look at a big picture feeling on this.
Okay, cool.
And this, I'm kind of resetting just so you can get my emotional transition.
Yeah.
Today is Friday. Thursday, Sidney Curry's comes out, right?
Right.
Wednesday is when the Kofi stuff came out, right?
Right.
Okay. On Wednesday, I think I sacrificed an ungodly amount of things to the sports gods.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And again, it's still Friday. Look, it's still Friday. The announcement's still yet to happen, right?
Right. Right.
Right. So, on Wednesday, I sacrificed so much to the sports gods in tribute. And what is his name? Jobu? Major League?
Yes.
His shrine.
Oh, yeah.
Like Jobu, I needed that Wednesday news, right? Mm-hmm. And I didn't want anything else from the summer.
Right.
I didn't want anything else.
Yeah.
When people ask me, what do you still think about Sidney Curry? I don't care.
No, I don't know if people really understand how relieved... And I hate to do this.
Yes, that's why I'm doing it now.
But I don't know if people understand how relieved we were to not have Kofi Coburn at Kentucky.
And again, it's not because I don't think, listen, I don't trust Kofi Coburn out there closing out on Malik or Jalen Withers. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't trust that, right? I think we go around them. You know, I think we can expose them. This is a honest to God truth. I think in a Kentucky versus Louisville with Kofi Coburn on the Kentucky thing, I still think our team exposes him.
Right.
Period. But
the aesthetic pleasure that Kentucky would get with a Kofi Coburn on the roster.
Yeah.
You know, that, like, even if he averaged 8 points a game, three of them were dunks. You know?
Yeah.
It's just all, you know, he's awesome. He's awesome aesthetically.
Yeah.
Right? Even if sometimes he's not effective.
Right.
I mean, you know, just that thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Him blocking a shot looks different.
Yeah.
Neon Bordeaux in that what's the name of the movie? When he was down in Algiers.
Blue Chips,
yeah, Algiers, yeah. Louisiana. Yes. Just, he had that look to him.
Yeah.
So I was just jealous of the fun that you were going to have looking at him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was so excited that I didn't want anything else.
Yeah.
That happened. Let's go.
Yeah.
I got my Malik. I got my Gabe. You know, I got my Roosevelt holding it down. I even went back and watched some games, and all of a sudden, Jalen Withers is looking a lot better. You know, all that good stuff,
sure,
right?
Sure, sure.
And then you get your Thursday, Sidney Curry.
Yeah, man.
Now, let's take a big pause here, Steve, because this is an important question. 8150-939 is the number. 8150-939 is the number. 38-31-939 is the text line. The reason I'm giving out this number and this text line is because I want your this thing I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
I want you to get involved in this doing too, Brian. Steve.
Yeah.
I believe I know yours, but I'm going to ask you this question because I'm going to tell you that mine has changed. Everybody listen closely. This is an important person in everybody's life. This is an important person in everybody's rivalry life.
Mm-hmm.
You back and forth with somebody about rivalry, right? Yeah. But there's always one person.
Mm-hmm.
When you feel their energy, it makes you feel better about your program.
Mm-hmm.
That rivalry guy where you say, you're really scared, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You really don't like this, do you? You know,
yeah.
like you might be like, yeah, yeah. And then, you know, usually they have something snarky to say, but this time there's some extra snark to it.
Sure.
Like, why are you attacking? You know, like, okay, when we sign Roosevelt Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right. Yeah. We got Roosevelt Wheeler. Yeah. That's a good get.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So that's how your opponent, your rivalry opponent goes, mm-hmm. Roosevelt Wheeler, good player. He kind of sucks, you know, no big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you sign, you know, L. Ellis, JUCO guy. Oh, yeah, you know, it's like, L. Ellis, you know, hey, you know, kind of big deal, right? You get Sidney Curry,
mm-hmm.
and then this guy says, oh, my God, I mean, apparently y'all just signed Michael Jordan. Wait a minute. That felt different.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Right.
You know what I'm
sure,
saying?
Yeah,
You got that person.
I know what you're saying.
You got the person, your rivalry person, when they get extreme, you're like, that would hurt you, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you might not even know. Because to you, you loved Roosevelt. You loved L. Ellis. You were so excited when you kept L. Ellis.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
As excited as anybody.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
I mean. But the way your opponent reacted to the Sidney Curry just felt different.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's changed.
Okay.
Mine's changed.
Really?
Yep. Before, it was Cat West.
Okay. Okay.
You know, but I guess I've gotten to know Cat West so well that they're just too predictable now.
Okay.
Right?
I'm listening. I think I know where you're going with this.
Issel and Pratt.
That's what I was going to say.
Issel and Pratt, Steve. They're my new barometer
mm-hmm.
to how worried is the UK fan base right now. I didn't even get the joke. Mr. Pratt comes around the corner and says, hey, man, congratulations on Jabbar. I was like, let me see. Jamari. Oh, yeah, Jamari so-and-so, the wide receiver. Oh, yeah, no, he got bumped to a five-star. Yeah, no, look, I'm like, Jamari, you know, what running back? What? Why, did we get another wide receiver or something?
Don Jabbar. Listen, Jack is trying to explain. Jack knows that I have no idea where he's going. Like, what is he saying? I say, oh, then it hit me. Jabbar. Oh. So Sidney Curry, you're pulling out the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said, Steve. So I'm like,
okay.
Right? I'm like, okay, Mr. Pratt, mm-hmm. Thank you for letting me know. There's a buzz going around. And then, Steve, just to make it a little funnier, I got reminded of a moment I had with Mr. Issel earlier on.
Okay.
You know, we usually exchange pleasantries, you know, every morning. You know what Mr. Issel says to me?
I'm listening.
Hey, can you help me find that Rick Bozich article? I'm like, sir, that Rick Bozich article is a week old, sir. I mean, no disrespect, you know, but... Like, you can go to Mr. Bozich's Twitter page. I'm sure it was a week ago today. It wouldn't be hard to find. And look, I wanted to say, excuse me, sir. Why today?
Yeah.
Listen, I watch him open his computer up. Purvis Ellison. I'm like, oh.
Like, we do a quick Google search. Louisville. Yeah. Postseason ban. NCAA.
I heard that energy this morning, and I said, henceforth, my antennas, every time there's some news that comes out, I will be checking with their energy, with their energy antennas to find out how bad is Kentucky and me being hurt right now.
Fair enough.
So who's yours?
Wow. Well, I mean, probably my father-in-law.
It's got to be the father-in-law.
Yeah, I was going to say, because usually I know, usually I could tell, even though with him.
Does he protect it a little more now?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, with him. But also with him, I can read a little more on the Kentucky side of it, too. Because that was like last year after they played that first game. I remember watching that game. I was on my way home from Gatlinburg. And Charity had just started working down there. And I watched Louisville play. And then Kentucky played like right after. So I listened to a little bit of the postgame show. It was like Louisville's game against Evansville. So I watched that there. And then I was like, all right, now I'm going to head on back home. And so I pulled up Kentucky's game on the thing. And I'm watching it. And they're playing. And I'm like, okay, I mean, you know, they had a couple athletic plays, you know, but it was like,
that's kind of messy.
I don't know, yeah. So then when I see my father-in-law, he's like, oh, this might be the best Kentucky team we've had. I mean, seriously, since 15.
Right.
And I'm like,
look, I know you know your basketball better than that.
I'm like, I don't know. I didn't know they'd be as bad as they were.
Right.
Because even I was looking through ESPN's like matchup predictor, and I'm like, God, they got them losing to Notre Dame and Georgia. I'm like, okay, that's wrong. Like, the gambling side of me started coming out. I was like, I'm gonna go start betting Kentucky.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I'm like, God, what do they think? But I was like, they don't look great. Yeah, so I kind of can judge it.
There was some extreme nature to that one.
Like, man, you're not relaxed. Yeah. You're like trying to make sure. Everybody knows, you know. But, yeah, I do get what you're saying. And vice versa. I mean, I think people – I think we shook up the Louisville side a little bit because I think people heard organic worry in our voice when I was like, oh, no. No, I don't need him at Kentucky. Yeah, no, I don't need Kofi Coburn at Kentucky. Like, that's not – look, because he's the type of guy – that you put in a position like that, and you're like, you know, does he win a championship? I don't know. I don't know that anything outside of Anthony Davis can drag Cal to a national championship. But, like, I'm like, but that's a problem.
That's, yeah, right.
Yeah, it's like that's a big problem. Yeah,
it's one of those. We don't have one of those. No, there are no more of those out in the market.
Yeah.
Like, you can scheme something up, but you just don't have one of those. Brian Hall, who's your rivalry guy that you say that when his energy is different, you're like, yeah, y'all are hurting?
So it's actually my brother-in-law. My brother-in-law is not actually a full-blooded Kentucky fan. He's an SEC conference fan. Mm-hmm. So he's more of a Florida Gators fan, but he goes for Kentucky over
What a cop out.
Yeah, this is what he does.
Cop out, Steve.
He is the guy that likes to stir the pot. So, like, anytime there's some kind of news like this, I'll get a text and I'll be like, so what do you think about Kofi to UK? And I'm like, he's not going to Kentucky. You know, and, like, I have to have a whole conversation with him about it. And then, like, you know, but then I also was going to give you another example of a actual Louisville friend. I don't want to mention any names because they sometimes listen to the show, but I have a buddy who's a big Louisville fan, but he's the exact opposite. Like, when all hell breaks loose here, you'd think the world's gonna end. Mm-hmm. and you gauge, like, the fan base by what his opinions are, because he's you know, every time something happens, it's, well, what's going on, Brian? Like, what's going on down there? We need to know. Like I heard there's breaking news at noon. Like, what's the news? And he's one of those kind of guys. So that's another one. But I would say rivalry wise, my brother-in-law, he likes to just kind of, like I said, he knows it gets under your skin and he likes to do that. And he knows he's doing that. And he knows he's making you mad and he just does it to make you mad.
Texter says this. Let me ask you this, because by the way, let's see, a Kentucky texter wants you to know that you're out of your league with Dan Issel.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody's saying Dan.
Yeah. Hall of Fame. Like, yeah. Hall of Famer, yeah. Dan Issel.
Thank you. And Devin Booker's better than me. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. So this
much.
Is a complete side note. I'm going to send you this article. I was reading articles last night because I was looking at this kid coming out of Nashville that Western's looking at. Mm-hmm. And so I was reading articles on him. And I got this article from the Tennessean about the top all time Nashville area boys high school basketball players selected.
Mm-hmm.
Your name was in it.
Yeah.
What is it? One through what?
It's not like a list.
Yeah.
I'm going to send it to you.
If it was 1 through 50, I was just going to guess like 40. no, Marcus a beast. Listen, this text, because Andy texted me something earlier too, so I wanted to bring this up because this text, it was about this. Texter says, Coburn is going to have more of an effect on our program if he goes to Florida State. Might have been better if he went to Kentucky. Andy texted me and said that they talked yesterday about him going to Florida State. Would that be worse for Louisville?
Hell
no. I can lose. Listen, this is Louisville, Kentucky. I would much rather see that big old dude at Florida State.
You know why?
Yeah.
Because we've already seen him at Florida State. And what was his name? Look, what was his name?
Well, he wasn't as good as him.
Yeah, you get my point. That big.
Oh, name one. I don't know. Right. But listen,
we've played that guy at Florida State.
I was rooting for Florida State to win the national title last year.
Six out of the last seven years, we played Kofi at Florida State.
No. I would. Oh, my bad. I would rather that all day. I'm not even sugarcoating that one. No. I would rather watch anybody in America be great than Kentucky.
I'll play him twice.
Three times.
And you know what I'll say? It's just getting us ready for the tournament.
Yeah. Listen, when Zion and Barrett and all them spurned Kentucky to go to Duke, I was like,
let's go.
Get them on.
Yeah, just
head to Durham.
Right.
Let's go.
Yeah. When they leave,
I'll play them 1, 2, 3 times, whatever I got to do over here.
Listen, when they go to Kansas, we go, Rock Chalk.
Yeah, listen.
Jayhawk.
Yeah, listen, I don't care if they go to Virginia. No,
Did somebody think that we would worry about playing him at Florida State?
I would much rather them be anywhere than Kentucky.
In the last 10 years, we have the third highest winning percentage in the ACC. We're fine.
Yeah, we'll find a way to win in the ACC. If I got to take an L to Florida State, and I can't win the ACC tournament, Stuff happens. Let's go to the NCAA, and you know what? Odds are I probably won't see him.
So be it. Right. I won't see him, and it'll be worth it if I don't see him to the Final Four.
Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, like, see ya.
Yeah, right.
But what I can't do is watch that big old dude punching on people over in Kentucky.
Punching on my babies.
Not like this. Not like this.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, yeah. No, no. For that one, absolutely not. I will ship him, even though they act like, I guess apparently he's going to go back to Illinois, is what they're saying. But if he goes to Florida State,
I'll
take it.
Let me add this to this conversation before we leave it. I mean, before we leave this part of it. If he goes back to Illinois, I'm going to, again, we make our rivalry jokes. We have fun. We have a blast, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We respect, you know, we respect the sports and we respect everything about it, but we make fun of everything.
Sure.
I am going to seriously wag my finger at Kentucky if he's going back to Illinois.
Okay.
If y'all found out that information, you just listen. This is a big announcement for him. This is a big NIL announcement. This is supposed to be him capitalizing on his name, image, and likeness with an announcement of returning. We're going to celebrate at Illinois.
Yeah, yeah,
that absolutely. We got this guy absolutely. Home. If y'all leaked that story out and basically messed up his announcement, that's kind of a low, that's a dirty move.
I agree. And here's the thing. Like, even yesterday, not saying it's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a chance that Louisville may have just realized Carr's not going to, you know. I think that Louisville, again, it's my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think Louisville might have had an idea that Curry was coming. There was just, you know, okay, we're getting everything worked out. And I think that Louisville thought, you know, hey, there's a chance we're going to get Marcus Carr on campus this weekend. We're going to let him know, hey, this is another piece. This mm-hmm. is what we're doing. And then you try to build that announcement up. You may just go, oh, well, we got a chance to get him. We got him, and we got him. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that would have been massive. You know, I think there's a chance that Louisville may have put out that story yesterday morning knowing, hey, we're not going to get that visit. So mm-hmm. let's go ahead and drop this. And I think that's a great move by a university.
Mm-hmm.
We're not crapping on Marcus Carr.
Mm-hmm.
It's Marcus Carr's decision.
Right.
That's going to come out by his own camp. That come out right. from Texas.
Yeah.
But we are going to say
what you can't do,
we
though.
We got some good news
is leak it out that, you know.
That's just, yeah, that's crap.
That we know what Carr's already.
Oh, but Kentucky's notorious for that. They're notorious for that. Like just crapping on a kid's announcement and stuff. And like I said,
I have seen it done, but I didn't want to buy into that because here's the problem. That's like undercutting. Mm-hmm. When I can see it with my own two eyes, and sometimes my brain doesn't let me wrap my head around, like, no, you didn't undercut him like that. No, like, yeah. Like no human
announce
would do that.
Something else, dude.
Right.
Look, deflect. That's fine. You want to call the Sidney Curry stuff yesterday deflection? Hey, maybe it was. And it worked.
Okay,
because
right.
Because Louisville fans were not pissing and moaning yesterday. They were happy about getting Curry. But yeah, what you're saying is.
Yeah, what you cannot do is leak out his story and where he's going.
Can you imagine if Louisville on, okay, that come out yesterday, what if Louisville on Wednesday would have said, you know, we're going to go ahead and put it out there that we really don't. Marcus Carr, the fit's not really there. We're not a big fan of his game.
And we know he's really about to go to Australia, but he, you know, it's more likely he's going to go to Australia.
I think he's going to go to Texas.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I really do.
I'm just saying, if they leaked his plans.
I thought Mike Lindsay did a good job this morning of saying, I think he's in a little bit of a bidding war right now.
No, that's the point.
Yeah, yeah.
That was the whole point.
And I'm sure Kofi was too.
That
or is, you know, like so. I mean, yeah. I think is what you do. I mean, if that would have been Bush League by Louisville to come out and say, well, I'm not actually we're pretty good with our guys, mm-hmm. our guards here. And no, dude, look, if Marcus Carr don't want to visit, that's Marcus Carr's business.
Yep.
That's his business. Yeah, he got nothing to do with us, man.
Right. Yeah. But don't put the community on him and his choices,
yeah.
especially ahead of time.
Right.
Like, even if he did say, Coach, there's probably no chance I actually make it past Texas and Australia to get up to Louisville. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Yeah.
But if you do have a spot for me and things don't go well at all, then I will come up there.
I was actually proud that the when the picture circulated of him,
mm-hmm.
that didn't take off.
Yep.
And actually, I saw a lot of people.
You remember what I said about it,
yeah,
too. First
yeah.
thing I said is, I don't want that coming out of Louisville.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, listen, I even saw a lot of Louisville fans like, hey, man, this is, you know, like, let's not do this.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's a great point.
Like, dude, like, it's, which actually, I looked at it and I was like, I mean, you know, of course, like, behind the scenes, you look at it and you go, oh, well, maybe that'd help us. You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but it's like, man, like, dude, just let the kid have his, like, dude, let him do his thing.
Let him do his recruiting process.
He's already in a tough position, okay? So,
when transferring is difficult.
And apparently it wasn't illegal, so it didn't matter. I guess they looked into it or whatever. But it's like, even if it was, like, dude... The dude's doing whatever he can.
Yeah, I don't want him through snitching.
Yeah, and he's doing whatever he can to try to, you know what
get
I'm saying?
Get his situation. Yeah,
To try to get his situation right. And if that was the only time he could actually talk with Coach Beard, then look, if Coach Mack could have did it, I would be like, oh yeah, go do it. Man.
This is my original point to this was, if he does choose to go back to Illinois, again. Wag my finger. That's a no-no. Leaking. Because, listen, those Tipton edits are exciting for these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Him being the returning prodigal son to Illinois is a big story.
Yeah.
Now, all of Illinois pretty much already knows, or they believe, because of what Kentucky said, everybody believes that he is coming back to Illinois.
Uh-huh.
So you took all the sting and the spike. You took the ESPN. It wouldn't even be breaking news now. He's literally the best center in the country. It wouldn't even be breaking news. It's like, oh, yeah, we already knew about that.
Going to Illinois is probably one of the most least surprising things right now.
If it happens.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he does go to Florida State and – He does cool. I mean, we'll play him, and
I don't care.
Yeah. Like, I mean, no, I won't be like, oh, you know, the is I don't want him there.
Listen,
actually, I wouldn't mind seeing what my guys have against him.
That I was kind of going there with it.
I mean, like,
I was going to go to a commercial break, and I was going to say to you, Steve, I do want to play him.
Yeah, like
just not at Kentucky.
Yeah, I just don't want to play him at Kentucky. I don't know. Do you want me to sugarcoat it? I just don't want to play him there. I don't mind playing him at Florida State.
Again, I feel like I already played him at Florida State.
Yeah. I mean.
Listen, he wouldn't stand. Put it this way. He wouldn't stand out to me
at
Florida State.
No, I watched a 6'11" guy or a 6'9", 6'9", 6'9", I'm exaggerating. A 6'9" guy dribble the ball up the floor between his legs and run the point at Florida State.
Oh, listen.
Like, what am I supposed to do with that?
You remember we played.
Louisville played good against Florida State at home.
We played Seton Hall. First game or one of the early games last year, and I was like, that dude transferred from Florida State too. I'm like,
Ike,
Iagbu. Yeah. I'm just like, oh God, they've just, if you go back 4 years in their roster,
brutal, dude.
7'2". What is that?
Yeah. No, I mean, I've literally watched Florida State and went, what is that? What? Where did you find that?
Yeah.
I know.
Barnes, coach.
Barnes was 6'9", just boom, boom, pulling up. I mean, I'm like, David Johnson's 6'5", with a 7'2" wingspan. And I'm like, well,
I want one of those.
Yeah, I was like, how am I supposed to play against
Quick James? Commercial break, middays with Marcus Maybin on 939 DeVille.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life.
As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. The subject du jour was the transition between how good was your day on a Wednesday and kind of bleed that into a Thursday. We got the Wednesday part of it out of the way.
So now, I was talking swingers with process.
We'll discuss that later. Now we are on to the Sidney Curry part of that conversation. Is Sidney Curry on this team, is he now the biggest X factor on the team?
No.
I'm listening.
I don't think so. I don't hate him like Pat does. but I think
they were listen, people. That's a joke.
Pat just started cramping up in the back.
listen, y'all. The night show, somebody brought up Patty Ice's name and his opinion on Sidney Curry. And apparently, the word is that he wasn't, people weren't flattered with his opinion on Sidney Curry, right?
Yeah.
Also, Perrin Johnson. I may ban you from coming in there.
What happened?
Listen, parents' opinions. Okay, put it this way, Steve. It's not the particular opinion. It's the compilation of opinions that Perrin makes seem to be slightly regularly defensive.
Okay.
Of Kentucky and kind of offensive towards Louisville.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And, you know, it was a good amount of people in there last night.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody brought up Perrin's name on something, right?
I went to sleep so early last night.
Perrin apparently must have been watching.
Okay.
Perrin got in the room.
Okay.
And it was almost open season on Perrin Johnson, right?
Yeah.
And you know how Perrin is. Drew Diener. So this is not a Marcus thing. Drew Diener literally tells Perrin, I'm not letting you see the text line. About that, y'all. Drew Diener banned Perrin Johnson looking at the text line.
Perrin takes his stuff seriously. Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, and that's not always a bad thing. It's not always a bad thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
At 12 o'clock at night, if you think Twitter is bad or you think the text line is bad during the day, imagine some sauced up people having a ball at 12 o'clock at night. And that Perrin thing could have went left. I bet Perrin responded, Steve, in 20 minutes. I bet he in 12 minutes, Perrin Johnson responded probably 25 times. Guess what Perrin... Oh, I didn't tell you.
No.
I'm sorry, y'all. I got to get this. Listen, this is what I would be telling Steve if we weren't on air. Steve, I didn't even tell you.
Okay. I'm listening.
Guess what your boy did?
I'm listening.
No, you would say who?
Who?
Perrin.
Okay.
Guess what he did?
What'd he do?
Got in the chat room last night, and guess what he started clowning?
What?
Jason, this dude named Jason was in there. Perrin Johnson hits him with, dude, for real? Anybody who puts dunk shot, I don't respect.
No. No. He didn't know the dunk shot?
He was oblivious.
That hurts my feelings.
To anything dunk shot. He was clowning the dude, Steve, saying anybody who says dunk shot, something like I don't respect. Something I'm paraphrasing, right?
Yeah.
When I read that, can you imagine 120 Louisville fans
are in this chat room at 12 o'clock at night. And I was like, I can't even save you on this one. Listen, had no idea.
And didn't know what the dunk shot.
Yeah, and this, and here's the thing, it got worse. Cause you know, he's not taking that L.
Mm-hmm.
Now parents telling everybody how much he works. Now he's saying, I do contracting, I'm too busy to do this. I don't live for other people. And he's just he can't take the L on this one. But it's like, parent, the entire Louisville fan base has been talking about the dunk shot for the last month.
Yeah, the dunk shot, man.
You have no idea.
I'm going to try to get a T-shirt Hooligans dunk shot shirt.
Listen, yeah. We've been talking about this for a month. Would you say about a month, Ryan?
I'd say at least a month.
Three.
Because we had Ross on what?
The heavier side of 3 weeks.
At least 3 weeks.
So we're talking 24 days. My name on Twitter is Dunk Shot Maven.
I know. Like this is the thing.
This is a thing. Steve, he had no idea.
Wow.
And I was like, dude, you screwed up on this one.
Yeah.
You screwed up in this room.
Yeah.
You screwed up on this
room. You gotta know the dunk shot, man.
You gotta re-tune yourself. You gotta re-ingratiate yourself.
Well, speaking of the dunk shot.
Good transition.
I don't have Sidney Curry as the number one X factor.
Okay.
I still side on that one. There's a couple I battle between, but I think I still side on that one with Dre Davis. I think how Dre Davis comes along, if he becomes a guy, just because he's kind of a guy that brings, like, every team that wins a title has that, you know, has Dre Davis, has a guy who kind of brings it all together. Sam is close there for me. Like, you get what I'm saying with that? I just think they're guys that are more important.
Mm-hmm.
I love having Sidney Curry, though. Because I think Sidney Curry brings you.
Can I say something without being quoted?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can I say something like it's only us million in here, you know, in this family right here?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, fair enough.
All million of us.
All right.
I'm making Sidney Curry the most important person on my team.
Okay, fair enough.
Right now, and again, I don't want to be quoted on this. Right? Because my quote needs context right here.
Yeah.
So, Jack, I'm going to bombard you. If I hear my voice anywhere else saying I'm making Sidney Curry the most important person on the team and it doesn't have context,
mm-hmm.
I promise you, this is not going to be what you want.
Okay.
So, what I'm saying, Steve, is he's the strongest finisher.
Okay.
He's the strongest attitude. Mm-hmm. About finishing around the basket.
Mm-hmm.
I watched him get... You know, I had a dream last night. This is psychotic. This is how sick I am
okay.
right now.
Okay.
I was in the middle of telling you what Sidney Curry brings to the table.
Yeah.
The way he gathers. The way he attacks the dunk. The way he sets up the dunk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The way he attacks to finish a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
The way he gets low in the post and seals somebody under the basket.
Man. I know, I'm a nerd, but that was the first thing I pointed out to you. I was like, oh, man, when he walks that one guy down on the
and
one play.
And reverse pivots bam, and seals, just, right?
Yeah, go straight up.
Because here's the thing. Again, my biggest criticism, and I hate that I don't know this for sure, but I'm like, Coach Pegues, they are not sealing like they're supposed to.
Sure.
If you're the big man guy, they don't know about sealing. You know, I watch enough basketball.
Yeah.
Either they're not getting it or, you know, the method we have to improve the reper.
Or they're not being told to do it.
Yes. Yeah. Or either told to do it or reemphasized to do it.
Sure.
There's a disconnect between sealing a guy. You can't go to the next level. You ever watch Kevin Durant and those guys do the one or two dribble one on one?
Oh, yeah.
It used to be where you check it. Now somebody passes the ball in. Every possession starts with sealing and holding a guy off. to give him a target. Mm-hmm. That's one of the most important things in basketball, to protect the basketball. Percent. College, professional. I have to know the guy's not going to steal the ball when I'm throwing it to you, Steve.
Especially as a big. Because nothing is more maddening, and I never feel lower as a big man mm-hmm. than when I know I let a when I know a guy threw it and you know
yep.
Like threw a pass in. Why can I not? My God, threw an entry pass.
Yeah.
Jesus God, what was I doing? Throws an entry pass in, and I let the guy
yep.
come around
come
me.
And
not,
steal
not,
it.
Not just foul me in or something, but
yeah,
like,
but swim move or yeah, pull yeah, the chair
like,
on you.
That's like the lowest feeling because you're like. Sorry.
And he's not going to give you the ball. Okay.
Yeah, and no, and I'm bigger than a guard. So, like, I should be able to, like, you know,
yeah, seal him.
That's a personal, like, oh. You should be able to do that.
Okay. My guys are not valuing real estate. Mm-hmm. Like I said, in the paint, sealing, getting low, getting, you know, getting wide, getting low. Steve, I promise you this, the last dream that I had. The last dream that I had, Coach Mack was sitting about three seats away.
Okay.
I don't like it. Maybe it was probably going to be a press conference, right?
Right.
And we were the first two in there.
Okay.
And he was on the phone.
Was I with you?
No.
That's what you think of me.
He was on the phone.
Okay.
Right? You might have been on your way.
Okay.
No, like please. I said, I felt like it was a press conference that we just happened to be there first. He was on the phone, and I didn't know if I was going to have time to tell him, but I was going to tell him, Coach, you got to get, like, I was trying to tell him, I was trying to show him why he was on the phone, and he was kind of, like, telling me, like, hold on a second, and I'm like, dude, I don't even want your time, but they got to get sit down, they got to get wide and sit down in the post
sure.
and seal their guys, you know? I was like, I have to say, get this off my chest. With you before this whole meeting starts, before people right. start coming in. So I'm almost like, you need to get off the phone because I got to tell you this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's how I felt. Sidney Curry, if he starts doing it, get JJ underneath that basket and pin him. Get Malik Williams under that basket and pin him.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how. Listen, somebody said, oh, well. He's not tall enough to do this. And I'm like, y'all don't know anything.
Yeah, the height thing. I'm like, yeah, you're going to have to look.
Yeah,
6'8", which, you're going to have to go somewhere else on that one.
Yeah, which surprises me because I'm like, Coach, you're an undersized guy. You know the value of sealing people under the basket, right?
Yeah.
So
trying to pull up. Okay, Sidney Curry.
So Sidney Curry sealing Jalen, Malik, Gabe, sealing them right under the basket, getting low. Getting position, maybe Coach Pegues needed somebody else who's naturally gifted at it and can say, that's what I'm talking about. You see what he just did?
Yeah.
So now DeAndre Davis is the only person that does it right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like who, and I mean the not just the ceiling, values.
No, he sets down though, man. When he gets the ball, he knows how to set down with it.
Yep.
Like, and he's, nobody really does that
right.
on the team.
Right.
Yeah,
absolutely. And again, if he brings that to this locker room, the forwards are going to pick it up. Sam's going to pick it up. You know, they're going to see that seal.
Yeah.
And I needed somebody in the room that knows how to do it as an example, as a player. Like I said, it is what it is. Coach Davenport might be trying to explain something to – do we have somebody on hold?
Nope. Oh, okay. No.
There was somebody on the phone. Was it ringing?
I don't know.
He was in his own world in there. Okay. This is a funny thing that goes on in the locker room.
Okay.
Coach Davenport is trying to explain to Marcus and Nate and Tony and Alex Sanders a move. And he goes, and he does his little... Okay, so Coach Davenport does his little juke move, and we're laughing.
I know.
Like, Coach, you're going to get your rock took, right?
Yeah.
But the point is, Coach Davenport is trying to explain to us posture, but sometimes you need to see somebody who knows how to do it so Davenport can say, yes, like him, like what he just did.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about. Well, we got a special guest coming on the line. Luke Hancock, thanks for joining your station 93.9. Fire away, my man.
What's up, Marcus? What's up, Steve? I love where you guys are at with this, man. I really like the Sidney Curry edition. My only thing is I wish Chris Mack would think about getting out of the 4-out, 1-in. I guess it's kind of lost at this point. I don't think he's going to do it. But to me, having a guy like Malik at the 5 spot that can stretch it out to the 3-point line, that's now a veteran, he's a fear guy now, he's a good passer, he's got solid IQ. To me, you got a 7-footer like Malik. The key with pairing him with a Sidney Curry type guy is that you pull the other big away from the basket because of their skill sets. And I just can't imagine anybody being able to defend Sidney Curry as a 4, even in the ACC, if he's really this big and this strong and Malik is away from the basket. I mean, he's going to have mismatches against other 4 men across the league, no question.
Well, so when you see, does it jump out off the page the way he, like, again, I know it's junior college. I know he's learning, but you can see his fundamental skills and his potential, you know, around the basket. Does it kind of jump off the page to you as well?
Absolutely. And, you know, good basketball players are everywhere. There's a perception out there about JUCO or prep schools or whatever you want to say. Man, a hooper is a hooper, and I know he may only be 6'8". I'm putting those in air quotes, you guys can see. But I played with a guy named Shane Bohannon who was 6'6", that was a guy who was physical, athletic, that was strong, that knew how to play. And at 6'6", I remember, I think, it's a little hazy now, but a national championship game where the dude just took over in the second half. This guy's bigger. He's stronger. I'm not saying he's Shane Bohannon, but he's got a lot of skills. And he's got that motor. That's what I'm most excited about.
Let me ask you this. Shane Bohannon had the same fundamental skills, kind of like you're talking about. Again, Shane Bohannon definitely way more skilled or way more fundamentally sound, more polished, right? Did that rub off on other players? Like, did they start playing stronger? Like, did they take examples from him? Could you see that? Because, you know, sometimes you bring a guy and like, once he does it to you, you learn to do it to other people. Did Shane rub off on anybody else, or who was that guy that everybody kind of took something from?
Well, I don't know if you guys have heard of Montrezl Harrell.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
I will tell you, when Montrezl got to Louisville, Shane dogged him in practice. Man, he whipped up on him. And that's what you're supposed to do as a guy who's been in college basketball for a time and you see a freshman come in, no matter how good they are, you're supposed to be able to whip up on them. It's why when Kentucky fans are over here talking about Kofi and saying we'd rather have Jalen, I'm like, what do you mean? The guy averaged 20-10 on a team that was the number one seed in the tournament. Give me a big guy at Kentucky that has averaged 20-10. I'll listen to the conversation that you'll take other Kentucky bigs over Kofi. But pure production-wise, you're going to go get a freshman, albeit the number one player in the country, and try and say you'd rather have him over Kofi? I just don't even see that. It doesn't make any sense. You know, you need a little bit of experience there. And I think, especially with these bigs, this guy's been in college basketball for a little while. He's going to get better. I love what you guys are saying about Mike Pegues being an undersized big guy that was Delaware's leading scorer. It's going to be perfect to figure out how to use those angles and those seals. And ultimately, like, I thought Stephen Enoch got a lot better battling every day against Malik. Malik is going to do the same thing with Curry. He's going to come in there. And I could see Curry not dominating right from the jump, but his learning curve is going to be sped up so fast because he's got a mentor and he's got someone to battle against like Malik.
Okay, last question. We totally went over the top of the hour, but I got to ask you this before you get out of here. Okay, Luke Hancock is on the wing. He's supposed to make an entry pass to the big man. The big man lets his guy swim around him and steal the ball. How does Luke Hancock react to that play?
Well, back in my younger days, my playing days, I was probably not as friendly about it. But you're not getting the ball if you can't.
I know.
You know who gets yelled at with that?
Yes.
Not the one who let the guy get in front. It's the guy who threw the ball away and gets the turnover stat. So, you're not getting a whole lot of passes if you're not able to connect. You're not able to catch them.
Listen, I'm glad you actually said that. You didn't take the moral high ground and said, oh, we'll just work it out. No, we're not going to work it out. You're not getting the ball from me anymore. Get it from somebody else. Luke, I appreciate you jumping. Yeah, I appreciate you jumping in. Go ahead.
Real quick, man. You know, as a shooter, you know this too. A missed shot is better than a turnover. So if you're just not going to catch the ball, I'm just going to start hoisting it up.
So fired. That's a fact. Okay, Luke, get on out of here, man. I do appreciate you jumping in. Brian Hall, we won't get any playoff music, so we'll just cut to a commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.